T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66
WFAN. Eli Manning announces his retirement on Friday, and the New York Metropolitans have a new manager as we welcome you to a Wednesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Connor Green, they on the other side of the glass in the 1-877-337-6666. It'll be a 3-hour Wednesday schmooze right up until Sal Licata at 10 on your fan, New York City.
Who will be our next manager? We have a number of qualified internal and external candidates. It's our hope to announce a new manager in the near future.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
The New York Mets are finalizing a deal to make Luis Rojas their new manager.
Business as usual from my perspective. You know, again, I'm focused on continuing to outline the plan that we set out, or try to execute the outline that we set out at the beginning of the offseason. From this standpoint, we're going to continue to keep our focus.
I'm bringing the information from an analytical department to our coaching staff and our players, and adding a source and to being a conduit from the all the information that we gather.
Honesty is hardly ever heard, and mostly what I need from you.
What I love about the Rojas hire is that he knows how to manage. He is a perfectly calm presence in the dugout. He's a calm presence in front of the media.
Hey, gracias. Mucho gusto verte a ti por aquí en Madrid. De verdad, para mí fue una grata sorpresa, vamos a decirle, cuando llegué aquí al terreno y me encontré contigo. De verdad, un gusto estar en tu espacio.
The one thing that I felt in my limited time around Louis was he understood the X's and O's of the game. And a lot of people have put that aside, like, well, anybody can do that. You know, we need somebody who can communicate. We need somebody who can handle the press.
Bueno, y mientras va pasando el tiempo, ya con la experiencia, se puede ser todavía más claro con lo que estamos trabajando en el día a día.
I know that his experience in the minor league managing and his time with his father and conversations that I've had with him, I can tell he understands the technicalities of the game and the strategy of running a ball game.
Ball game over, a shutout for Anthony Kay as the Rumble Ponies win 7-0.
Mi trabajo de asistente con José, entonces está pasando en el día a día, pero yo estaría ya más a fondo cuando la liga de invierno esté a punto de empezar.
This has been a difficult week. Make no mistake, it's been difficult for everyone involved.
And finally, the waiting is over. The New York Metropolitans have a new manager, and in the words of the former coach Dan Reeves, it really doesn't matter if you're the first choice, the second choice, or the third choice, as long as you are the last choice. This time around, Brody did the due diligence. He eliminated Mullins when he found out he cheated on a final exam in high school. He eliminated DeFrancesco when he found out he once cheated in a poker game by pulling a card out of his sleeve. But there happened to be a mystery candidate for the job, but Brody was unable to find out who and where was the man who did not vote for Derek Jeter. Here's a guess. He lives in Miami. Rojas told Brody that he's never, never worn a buzzer, uses trash only for garbage cans, and has never heard of Carlos Beltran, admitting he can't remember when he last lied. Apparently, even though Rojas has managed in the minor leagues, he was able to confirm more than once that he fit Brody's ideal manager, having never managed a major league team, and is willing to work for the minimum wage and will not make out a single lineup without first consulting with Brody and or any of Brody's staff of number two pencils more than 30 strong. Rojas did tell Brody that he will pay very, very strict attention to Familia and Diaz, making it very clear that he will do everything imaginable, everything possible, to avoid Familia allowing two runs and Diaz two homers in any given inning. From what we understand, Brody did not consult with Steve Cohen, no doubt fearing that Cohen might suggest interviewing somebody with experience, somebody like Dusty Baker or Buck Showalter. So Brody is hoping Cohen is just too busy these days reading the Wall Street Journal to know just who's been hired to manage the Metropolitans, and may we add, be managed by Brody. Couple of final words on, and then we'll have something to say, of course, as I'm sure you will as well, regarding the formal retirement of Eli Manning coming up Friday morning. And of course, you'll hear that press conference right here on your fan in New York City. All right, raise your hand if you can find any rhyme or reason with the Hall of Fame. Never mind about Ruth or Gehrig, Mantle, Seaver, and Piazza. Who doesn't think Hall of Fame when you hear Larry Walker, Harold Baines, and Bill Mazeroski? In 1958, there were 42 eventual Hall of Famers on the ballot. Nobody was elected into the Hall that year. And in 1961, Ted Williams had 93%. In 69, Stan Musial, 93%. In 79, Willie Mays, 94%. In 2009, Ricky Henderson, 94%. What's this mean? In each of these cases, at least 5% of the voters did not vote for that player to be in the Hall of Fame. And you know it took Joe DiMaggio with 88%. It took 88%, 88% for the Joe DiMaggio, Mr. Coffee. 4 years he was on the ballot to finally get the plaque. So with the voters, whether it was then, whether it's now, common sense, not so common. Before we take a break and get away, right away to your telephone calls, and coming up a little bit later on, Frank Viola, he will talk about Luis Rojas with us. And of course, when Luis was managing in Birmingham and Binghamton, and maybe he did do something in Birmingham, but I doubt it. But in Binghamton, Frank Viola, of course, his pitching coach. So we'll get his take on Luis Rojas. And by the way, if you talk to Syndergaard, if you talk to Alonso, they are very excited about Luis Rojas getting the job. So even though no major league experience, the team, and he's been with the organization, as you know, for 13 years, so a lot of the young guys on the team right now have had plenty of good, positive experiences with Luis Rojas, so we wish him the best. This comes from what I'm about to read. This comes from Stu the Oracle, who lives on the Jersey Shore. A big New York Football Giants fan, a big, huge, like many others, big and huge Eli Manning fan. And in honor of Bob Hope, and he entitles this verse, "Thanks for the Memories." Thanks for the memories with jugs of Gatorade, a wide receiver fade, and traffic jams and Instagrams and all your bills are paid. Oh, thank you, Eli Manning. Thanks for the memories, the sack that you forgave, the biggest bright blue wave, and the trophies on the mantle with a Super Bowl engraved. Oh, thanks a lot, Eli. Eli Manning. Thanks for the memories with this sentimental verse. They did not send a hearse, and with an offensive line that was for better or worse. Thanks, Eli. Thanks for the memories. And they show you the door. Okay. At least you are not poor. We wish you all the best and hope you're not too sore. Thanks, Eli Manning. Stu, the Oracle from the Jersey Shore. And I'm sure a number of New York football Giants fans at this point in time, and we knew, it's no real shock, that the very classy New York football Giant, the very classy Eli Manning, the human being, nobody is really shocked to hear that come Friday it'll be formal and it'll be final. We didn't think he was going to play for another team, and we all kind of felt that he wanted to retire as a New York football Giant. And he will.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.